Good late evening. It is audio mode day 12.
No, it's not.
No? What day? What is it? Day 13. Oh, sorry. My bad. Almost day 14. We've had an eventful evening, including a Cleveland Indians win.
Yay.
And then we watched the results of the Zimmerman trial thing. The jury came in like right after the game was over. And I don't really even want to go there. Do you? What about you?
No, I. Too many people. It's too polarizing.
Yeah, it really is, and it's unfortunate that it is, and it's sad
it's
all
just
around.
Sad.
It is, you know, and I think
it's really hard when you have a 17-year-old yourself.
Right.
Too.
Right. I mean, you think about that a lot. You know, you think, oh, that could have been my, you know, my 17-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, senseless things happen to people all the time. And
yeah. However, they're not allowed to happen.
To our 17-year-old, that's just wrong. That's right out. Right?
Indeed.
Because this will not be the summer
of suck.
Of suck. Okay. So anyway, we don't really have a topic, and that's nothing new for us.
There have been some really cool audio mo submissions this particular month of audio.
Yeah, that's what you were saying, and I have gotten some of them in the morning when I get up before everyone. So yeah, there has been some, and we've met some new people.
Always fun.
Waving hi to Naughty Tart. If you haven't followed her on Twitter or Audio Mo or Audio Boo, you should. She's quite amusing.
Yeah.
And the Colonel. The Colonel makes me laugh. This is the funniest thing ever. And I hope you're enjoying Ophelia's sports booze. Those are pretty entertaining.
She feels bad about today's booze.
Well,
she was tired.
I'm sure she'll do better tomorrow.
She'll try.
She'll be in fine form tomorrow. Maybe we'll catch her right after she eats.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. Or before she eats.
We'll give her some chocolate.
There you go.
That's always good.
So,
Shazza 59 today was discussing her Saturday routine and why Saturday is, you know, like she gets up with her family early all the weekdays, and then on Sunday she gets up early so that she can go to church. And so on Saturday, you know, she gets up when she gets up, and she enjoys that. And it made me think about how you know, over the past few years, our routines have really gone through a lot of changes. Because it used to be, when I was working, but Dave was mostly working from home, you know, I would get up every day at 5:30 and be gone most of the time.
By 6:30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes even before that.
And that would usually be Monday through Friday, though sometimes I'd have a day off during the week because I had to work a Saturday. And that was, you know, 6 years like that.
Those were my favorite days.
And the Saturdays when I would go away?
No, the days when you had a day off during the week.
And then
those were my Wolfie days.
And then when I wasn't working and Dave wasn't working, but John Eric was in school, you know, those were strange days because there was a part of me that was like, well, I need to keep some sort of early morning weekday routine. And then sometimes I would be like, well, this is just silly. You know,
mm-hmm.
especially since, you know, John Eric, most of the time is pretty good about getting up.
He's been really good about getting up.
He is. I mean, he's plenty old enough to be responsible about that. But our older son, Matt, was awful about getting up. Like, I would have to shake him and yell at him and just, oh, an alarms did no good. Did you ever
grab him by the ear and drag him out of bed?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. But John Eric's pretty mellow about most things, so...
Right.
You know. And... But now, because of how Apple's scheduling works, you know, it's difficult for Dave because you can't say, oh, I have to be ready at X time.
Yeah, I don't have a routine because of the way I've put my availability. I can work any time. And so they let the computer do most of it. And they schedule me when they need coverage, and I'm not to say that I'm the only one who can cover certain times. Okay, it's just that there are currently 4 experts. There are soon to be 3 because we're losing another one. We lost one yesterday who went to another store, and then Ashley is going to another store at the end of the month, and so there will be 3. But hopefully, we'll be picking up some more later in the next month or so, but. So that they put me where they need me and that's okay. But that makes for kind of a confusing routine because I could work, for example, on the day of the tax-free weekend here, which is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I am currently scheduled to work 7 to 4. So that means I'm going to probably get picked up by about 5:30 in order to get to the store at the right time. So yeah, it's going to be, it's crazy. And so it's really hard to have a routine that works here because I could be getting on the bus between 7:45 and 8:15, which is what I usually get to if I have a regular like 9:30 to 6:30 schedule, or I might get picked up at 11.
And it's funny because it doesn't just affect the morning routine. It's your whole day is different because, yeah. You know, if you work 9:30 to 6:30, it makes for an odd dinner time because, because like sometimes I'm hungry at 5 o'clock, but right. Dave's not going to be home till after 7. And so it's like, well, then what do you do? And then if he works 11 to 8
or 12 to 9,
then he doesn't eat dinner really here at all.
Uh-uh.
But then, you know how, after you've worked all day, a lot of times you come home and you're kind of peckish.
You mean it's just poking at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but then, you know, because, you know, he uses paratransit, it's not necessarily going to be just 25 minutes from when he gets out of work to when he gets home. So, you know, he could be here at 10:30, and it's really not very healthy for you to eat that late and then go to bed.
Yeah. So it's really difficult.
And it's just a strange thing. And so we have this, it's kind of unsettling sometimes.
Yeah. It's like when I got home today, you know, I was thinking about eating pizza and there wasn't any and I got grumpy.
Well, there was pizza.
There was, but it was the pizza that I didn't want. It was the flavor that I didn't want. And that's okay. You know, it is what it was. And I got over it. I had a sandwich and I think I got grumpy because I was hungry. And so once I had a sandwich.
But we were confused because that was the pizza yesterday that you wanted and not the.
Yeah. Yeah, not the bacon one. Yeah. No, it was okay. I wasn't in the mood for that. I guess I had bacon in my head. But, you know, you had no idea.
No, but I told you when you were called me at lunch that I was eating the last piece of pizza.
Oh, I thought you... the last piece of bacon.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh. I never made the connection.
Well.
My bad. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay. Well, anyway. But I like I said, I got hungry. I was grumpy because I was hungry. And once I had a sandwich, I was fine. And I apologize for being grumpy.
No worries.
Well, you know, I don't want you to think I was mad at anyone. I was just grumpy.
Johnny Eric ate 6 pieces of French toast for dinner. So he was a happy human.
Sure. And he did offer me some French toast, which I appreciated. And I told him thank you, but I was not a French toast kind of person.
You don't eat French toast. Do you eat pancakes?
Yeah. I like pancakes.
Well, I never make pancakes because I thought you liked French toast but not pancakes.
No, it's the other way.
Oh, I never get things right.
Hi, and welcome to our little domestic.
See, we have no routine.
Yeah, we don't have a routine. We're maybe you can make pancakes tomorrow morning.
No, I don't have the right stuff to make pancakes.
Oh, but we have the right stuff to make French toast.
Yes.
I see.
Okay. I just don't know how to make the mix. I used to always use pancake mix to do it, and I don't know how to make the mix. I know you can make pancake batter without, like, one of the mixed dudes, like Bisquick or Hungry Jack or whatever. Right. But I don't know the proportions, so.
Okay. So anyway, so
my
that's
mom
our
makes
that's
these perfect well, pancakes. Really
welcome to our lives.
My pancakes look like I don't know what.
Well, yeah, don't feel bad. When they were making pancakes at work, they looked pretty horrible too. They were odd shaped. Like Doreen gave me one. She goes, okay, it doesn't look good, but it tastes fine. It's like, it's fine, Doreen.
But now you got me thinking about IHOP pancakes, which are so good and fluffy.
They are good and fluffy. All right. So anyway. Do we really want to post all this?
I don't know. We don't have to.
Well, then we'd have to do it again.
I know.
All right. We'll just post it. So welcome to our lives, guys. If you're still with us, thanks for listening.
We don't know why you're listening.
We have no idea. But we hope you had a good day. And we look forward to everyone's booze later. Here.
Stop.
I tried to tickle her. So yeah. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. We'll try not to wait till late.
Yeah, we'll try to, like, actually have a topic tomorrow, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know why we should do that since, you know, we've spent half of a month not having a topic.
Yeah, really. So, all right. Well, have a good day, everyone. And thank you for listening through day 13. We'll listen to these.
Everybody think good thoughts for Peggy's bunny rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah, please do. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.